بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, in the issue of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to remind myself and you about the importance of understanding what we are saying. There should be no need to say this, because where is the question of saying something you don't understand? But since we do not know Arabic, and then we don't make much effort to learn it, so we are stuck with this issue of saying things that we don't understand. And that is one of the reasons why the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not seem to produce the effect that it should produce. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah said, in the dhikr of Allah, there is peace of mind. There is itminan of the qalb. But we make dhikr and there is no itminan, because we don't understand what we are saying. I remember my sheikh used to say, Subhanallah, make dhikr of Subhanallah. And then he would say, come back and describe the kaifiyat on you. He's not asking for the meaning of Subhanallah. You know the meaning of Subhanallah. He says, what did that produce in you? Now, the thing we forget is that, like anything else, whatever the effort we make, the effect of the effort comes only after the effort has been made for some time. Take anything, whether you are cooking something, or whether you are studying something, or whether you are going for a walk, or you are doing a diet, or you are doing bodybuilding, or whatever you want. There is no such thing. Even instant coffee is not instant. Even that takes 5 minutes. So everything, the effect of the thing shows after some time. So there is a specific time frame. There is a wonderful quote of Epictetus. I forget the exact quote. I will ask Umar to put it in this reminder. But he says, you want to eat a fig? He says, it is very good. But please understand that first the tree has to grow, then it has to flower, then it has to fruit, then it has to ripen. Only then can you eat it. And this whole thing takes time. Now, there is an organic time that is required. You can't short circuit that. Now, if you want to hatch a chicken, it takes 21 days. So if you say, no, I will put it in the oven and I'll, jack up the heat, and I want this in 21 minutes. No. You will get a cooked egg. You will not get a chicken. So the thing has to take time. Now with dhikr, I remind myself and you to ask this question and say, how much time do I spend in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much time do I spend? Today we have got stuck in counting in numbers, or we have got stuck in the method, but we don't see the effect of that method. We say, I did so. Nowadays I don't think anyone even says these things. They don't do it. But people talk about the Salafus Salihin. They say, so and so did wird of La ilaha illallah so many 100,000 times. So and so and so did wird of Allahu Akbar. What is the point of that? I mean, just doing La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, makes no difference. So the point of saying that so and so did the wird of La ilaha illallah, we got stuck in the number. And we say he counted 100,000 times. He was not counting 100,000 times. That's my assumption. He was concentrating on the meaning of La ilaha illallah and looking at the effect of La ilaha illallah on his heart. If I say there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, there is no one who fulfills any need except Allah, there is no one who can give any benefit or any harm except Allah. La nafi wa la dhara illallah. La razzaqa illallah. La khaliqa illallah. La malika illallah. La hakima illallah. All of these are the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Allah is ma'bud and we do his ibadah. Why? Because he is also al-khaliq, he is also al-raziq, he is also al-malik, he is also al-hakim. He is not only ma'bud and then raziq is somebody else, no. So therefore, when we are saying La ilaha illallah, what is the effect of La ilaha illallah on myself? Now who must do this? We have neither the time and the patience to sit and do it ourselves, nor do we have any muslihin to go to and ask for Islah. We don't even consider ourselves in need of Islah. May Allah forgive us. We think we are perfect. There is no need for me to get Islah from somebody else. Yeah? If someone wants Islah, let him come to me. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This arrogance is what will take us to Jahannam. May Allah forgive us and protect us. The thing to understand is that dhikr is supposed to produce an effect. As I said, effect comes after some time. So therefore, we have to take out some time in our day for dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sit in one place, throw away your phone, no disturbance. Take any name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take any attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make zikr of that, reflect on it, think about it. See how that affects your life. See what effect that is producing inside yourself. Today people ask me this question saying, yoga, is it halal or haram? So I always tell them, I said, before I tell you whether yoga is halal or haram, you tell me whether zikr of Allah is halal or haram. Whether salah is halal or haram. Tell me that first. Then we will talk about yoga. I'm not giving you any fatwa. Yoga halal or haram. No. You tell me this first. Zikr of Allah halal or haram? Salah halal or haram? You want to talk about yoga? As if we are completely bereft of anything. We are destitute. We have nothing. You want to go and get something else. La hawla quwwata illa billah. We are supposed to give this to others. That doesn't even benefit us. So you go search for something else from somewhere else. And then you want one fatwa on this. Is it halal or haram? Astaghfirullah al-azim. What to do? Take what you have. Allah has given this. So take some time out. Sit quietly. Do this for yourself. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I'm not saying take 5 hours. We should take much more than that. 5 minutes. But that 5 minutes with concentration. That 5 minutes without any disturbance. Take Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. When we say Alhamdulillah, think about all the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This attitude must change. The attitude must become an attitude of gratitude. Instead of that, we've got an attitude of complaining. Allah gives us 1,000 blessings, but we think about only one problem which Allah has given us and we focus on that problem. One of our pet topics in this city anyway is weather. The moment you, my God, it is so cold. How hot is it? You don't talk about the fact that your house is air conditioned. So what heat are you talking about? You don't talk about the fact that your car is air conditioned. Shaitan tells you, no, think about the heat. Which heat? Are you feeling the heat? Which cold? Are you feeling the cold? Allah gave you clothes, He gave you wealth, He gave you heated homes, He gave you heated cars, He gave you heated offices. He said, no, but you see the temperature is minus 30. Go sit in minus 30. For your own desires, you will go to minus 30. Then you don't complain about the cold. We have to get out of this, my brothers and sisters, please understand, this is nonsense. This is a lousy way of living your life. Allah has given us blessing after blessing after blessing. But Shaitan tells us to look at some pain you have. This life is supposed to have pain. Who told you life is free from pain? This life is supposed to have pain. This life is supposed to have tests. Allah said, "Wala nabluwannakum," I will test you. Surely I will test you. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the tests that Allah gives us are very small tests. Allah could have broken you into pieces. What would you have done? What would I have done? Tell me. And I'm not exaggerating. You know and I know. I mean, you have television in your house. You watch it every day. You know more than me what is happening. You know and I know there are people who are living. I'm not even talking about, you know, South Africa, for example. It's not. There is no war happening in South Africa. There is. But the crime in South Africa currently which is happening is worse than a war. Is it happening to you? When you go out in the morning, is your wife wondering whether, I don't know, my husband will he come back alive? When you go to your office, are you wondering, by the time I come back, maybe my wife has been raped and chopped into pieces? I'm not exaggerating, believe me. This is happening as I speak. May Allah protect those people there. It is not happening to you, no? So what is the proof? How have you thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? Tell me. All you can do is complain. Astaghfirullah. Next time, the moment the thought of complaint comes, if the thing comes on your tongue, slap yourself. Take your time. Padak! How dare I say this? So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi. Ya Rabbi, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi. Now, do this. Tell your friend, tell your close friend, if I ever open my mouth, if you hear any word of complaint from me, please do me a favor, slam me in the face. One fatak, one slap in the face. Tell your good friends, so your friendship won't be spoiled. Tell him, if I open my mouth, anything, even by mistake, if I am opening my mouth to make one complaint, please do me a favor, slap me hard in the face. So I get this into my head, no complaint. So when you sit and say, Alhamdulillah, think about it. Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah. Ya Rab, what have you given? Ya Rab, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem. What did we do to deserve this? Tell me. A man came to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, brought lot of money and he said to him, he gave it to him and he said, "Ya Shaykh, please, I want the barakah of your action or your involvement in this. This is for sadaqah. So please give it to anyone who deserves it." Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi took this and threw it back to him. He said, "Take it away. Go away." The man was surprised. He said, "Why are you sending me? I came for a good thing. I brought, money. I want to give in sadaqah." He said, "You want me to decide who deserves and who doesn't deserve?" He said, did you deserve this from Allah? You got this wealth. Did you deserve this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah gave you. Did you deserve this wealth? So how come when you want to give sadaqah now, you want to say, "Oh, does he deserve? Does he not deserve? Who are you?" He said, "I will not do this. Go take a bit." Allah said, when the sahil asks, don't send him away. Give something. Give something. Whether he deserves, doesn't deserve, give something. By all means, look for people who are in need. I'm not saying don't do that. But I'm saying that if somebody asks, give something. Don't sit in judgment there. So when you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah made you among those who are taking these decisions. About giving, not about taking. You are paying zakat. Allah could have made you eligible to receive zakat. Don't think it won't happen. This has happened, it is happening, and it will happen. We have seen it in our own lives. So if somebody is sitting here and says, no, it can happen, it won't happen to me, then believe me, this is not just self-deception, this is inviting the anger of Allah. So let us, when we talk about the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, focus like this. On yourself. Not other people, myself. And say, when I am saying Alhamdulillah, how thankful am I really to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the level of my gratitude? Wallahi, I tell you, we cannot thank Allah. There is no way that we can fulfill the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be thanked. But let us make some effort. Do whatever you can do. Whether it reaches the haqq or not is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we must make the effort. So in the issue of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take some time out, sit peacefully without disturbance, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any of his sifat, any of his attributes, mention that, repeat that, then think about the effect of that on yourself and monitor that effect inshallah. And then see how it changes your entire life, how it will change your heart, how it will change your mind, your thinking, your focus, your approach. Everything will change inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.